This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We end somewhat as we began today in the weeds of the Internal Revenue Code. While Paul Manafort and Rick Gates assemble their defenses against charges of, among other things, fraudulent tax practices, the people whose livelihoods depend on faithful interpretation of the tax code are paying especially close attention to what's going on in Congress right now. As I said earlier, the GOP tax plan is set to come out on Wednesday, and for accountants, changes to it are money in the bank, more business to them. What keeps them up at night, though, is the never-ending game of what's in the bill today but out tomorrow. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports that for accountants, this bill cannot get across the finish line fast enough.
Last year, when Hollywood released a big-budget thriller starring Ben Affleck as an accountant-turned-ruthless killer, Kim Dula was all over it.
I actually watched it twice. I watched it once with my husband.
The accountant. He has evaded every government agency.
And then she made her kids watch it.
And I said, see, your mom really isn't just a dorky CPA.
Dula loves danger and suspense on screen, but not in her accounting practice. The suspense and uncertainty around the tax plan are killing her clients. Dula says they're in a frenzy about the fate of their cherished deductions.
Is it going to expire? And is it going to come back? And are they going to make it retroactive?
Dula says keeping clients' blood pressure under control comes with the territory.
That's sort of our job, and that's what we're here for.
But the uncertainty is hard on accountants. They need that tax law signed, sealed, and delivered so they can get to the real work at hand, what they're paid for, discovering new loopholes to exploit. Brian Thompson is an accountant in Little Rock, Arkansas. He says, obviously, you start with the big stuff.
You always look for things that weren't there before that could benefit your clients as well as harm them.
Things like reconfigured tax brackets or lower taxes on income from business partnerships or changes to sections of the tax code on write-offs.
So certainly you're looking for those special items like, you know, increases in Section 179.
Like I said, the section of the tax code on write-offs. Once you've identified the new stuff coming in, then Thompson says you look for what's going to go away, like the deductions for state and local income taxes, and what fancy footwork you can use to make up for the loss. But not all accountants are created equal. So what separates the really successful loophole hunters from everybody else?
It's being able to play chess rather than checkers.
Michael Gratz teaches tax law at Columbia Law School.
You've got to see several moves ahead rather than just one or two.
Like identifying a novel way to create a loss that can offset taxable gains. Gratz says it helps to have an opponent who's not quite as skilled.
You often have world champion chess players playing against, if not amateurs, much lower paid and busier professionals.
Those would be the professionals at the IRS. But at the moment, there's not much for anyone to work with. The Republicans' tax outline is only 9 pages. The last time we had reform, the Reagan administration released nearly 500 pages of detailed proposals way in advance. Now, that was something accountants could obsess over. When Republicans introduce their actual tax bill later this week, Gratz says,
the accountants and lawyers will start poring over it to see where the gaps are, where the possible advantages are.
And when they find them, the hunt for loopholes will give way to a lobbying free-for-all to influence things before the bill becomes law. But it won't stop there. Back in 1986, not long after President Reagan signed tax reform legislation, lobbyists began going after what they couldn't change earlier, like tighter taxation of corporations' foreign earnings. Now, that's just a distant memory. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.